Good morning, everyone.
It's been a while, but it's always a pleasure to be here with you on a Sunday morning. I'm always encouraged when our different congregations are able to interact and to be able to fellowship together. And as we have read this morning, our passage comes from Philippians chapter 2, verses 14 to 16. Well, many polls in recent years have shown the rapid decline of those who attend church regularly. In 2020, for the first time ever, less than half of Americans consider them a member of any religious house of worship. And that number continues to drop even today. Not only has church attendance dropped, but people's general confidence in Christianity has started to decline. Some scholars have argued that while Christianity had been viewed positively by society in America for most of its history, it feels in recent years it's becoming viewed more and more negatively.
有學者就認為，即係雖然基督教喺美國嘅歷史當中，大部分時間都係受到社會正面嘅評價，但係近年嚟社會對基督教嘅睇法咧，其實係越嚟越負面嘅。
It might feel that way for us, right? For many of us, even in our own experiences, we might have started to see more conflict and antagonism from others when it comes to our own faith.
其實我哋唔多唔少都有呢種感覺嘅。我哋當中甚至乎有唔少人，佢可能試過因為我哋嘅宗教信仰而引發嘅衝突，或者甚至乎係其他人對我哋嘅敵意。
It can make harder for Christians to live out their faith boldly, as Christ has called us to do, especially in a society that has not always seemed as welcoming to our own faith.
其實而家呢一個社會咧，唔係咁歡迎基督教噶啦，以至於我哋若作為基督徒，當我哋想聽從耶穌嘅吩咐去放膽活出我哋嘅信仰嘅時候，我哋發覺好困難。
So in related to this, I have 2 points for us this morning, followed by some application.
所以今日基於呢一個嘅睇法，即係我希望同大家分享其中兩點，同埋都會教大家點樣嘅可以去應用。
So the first point is that we live in a crooked and twisted generation.
首先第一個點咧，就係我哋而家生活喺一個彎曲撥謬嘅世代。
We see in this passage that it really centers around the contrast between the Philippian church and the rest of the world, the world that Paul calls a crooked and twisted generation.
嗱呢一段嘅經文，我哋睇翻嘅時候，其實佢係保羅圍繞緊當時腓立比教會同當時世界嘅一個對比，亦即係呢個保羅口中佢所講嘅呢個彎曲撥謬嘅世代。
Paul makes it clear that as Christians, you are different than this generation and that you are called to live differently.
保罗讲得非常之清楚，作为基督徒，你系同呢一个世代嘅人系唔同嘅，所以你嘅生活应该要表现出嚟系唔一样嘅。
Part of the reason is for the sake of evangelism, but also to show that we are not like the people of this world.
其中一個我哋要咁做嘅原因，就因為我哋要去傳福音，但係同樣地，我哋都要顯示出嚟，我哋同呢個世界當中嘅人已經唔再一樣。Or
of course, though, if we are not to be like the world, maybe the question we might ask is, what makes a generation of people crooked and twisted?
咁當然啦，當你話我哋同其他人唔一樣嘅時候，咁我哋就要問翻我哋自己啦，點解我哋話其他嘅人係彎曲撥謬嘅世代咧？
Well, one of the blessings of attending a church like CCAC is that we have many different generations. And at my particular age, there are a lot of people who are older than me, but also a lot of people who are younger than me.
嗱，當你參加好似CCAC咁樣嘅教會嘅時候咧，你有一個好特別嘅祝福嘅，因為我哋當中有好多唔同世代嘅人喺埋一齊去聚會。嗱，好似我呢個年紀咁樣嘅話，比我年紀大嘅人有好多，但係同樣地，比我後生嘅人都唔少。
One of the things I find interesting is noting the differences between the many different generations.
同埋我發覺咧，當你去留意下唔同啲世代當中佢哋嘅差異嘅時候咧，你會發覺有好多好得意嘅嘢喺入邊嘅。
I think it's always easier for us to see the differences of other generations compared to our own. And maybe it's easier for us to judge other generations for the things we don't like.
嗱，我哋即係同我哋自己比較嘅時候咧，我哋就好容易留意到其他嘅世代同我哋之間有啲咩嘅差異嘅。我哋好多時好中意用我哋自己中意或者唔中意嘅嘢去批判其他嘅世代。
Right, we might note the clothes they wear, the music they listen to, the usage of technology and the phone, or even things like cultural values.
嗱，我哋會留意到佢哋唔同嘅穿著啦，佢哋聽嘅音樂啊，佢哋用嘅科技同埋個電話，甚至乎佢哋文化價值之類嘅嘢。
Of course, I notice the irony in how I get defensive when other generations, other people judge my generation and our shortcomings. But then I go right ahead and do the same to another age group.
嗱，咁當然有樣嘢好諷刺嘅，就係當人哋喺度批判緊我呢一代，或者係我哋嘅缺點嘅時候咧，我會起曬槓嘅。但係轉個頭咧，我望住其他同我唔同嘅世代嘅時候，我又會用翻我自己嘅角度去批判佢哋。The
point is, often we make judgments on the strengths or the weaknesses of a specific generation. It is often on the basis of behaviors on the accepted norms of that own generation.
咁當然啦，當我哋去指出其他一代人嘅優點啊、缺點嘅時候，其實我哋往往係基於我哋自己呢個世代，我哋自己佢哋嘅行為啦，或者佢哋供應嘅一個嘅規範。We
might conclude then that's what Paul means when he calls the generation of his world crooked and twisted. That it must be because they had many pagan practices in their city, or that their moral standards were very low. That this generation was filled with an incredible amount of sin.
當保羅佢話佢身處嘅世界，佢哋個世代係彎曲撥謬嘅時候，我哋就會可能有以下呢個結論，我哋就認為肯定係佢哋嗰個地方入邊有好多異教習俗啦，或者係佢哋嘅道德標準好低，肯定咧就係佢哋充滿咗好多令人難以置信嘅罪惡嘅。But
more likely than not, Paul is not so concerned about the types of behaviors that is displayed by the world. After all, I can tell you what a crooked and I can ask you what a crooked and twisted generation looks like, and you could probably tell me a dozen different answers.
但係我更加相信保羅佢呢度所指出嘅並唔係咁着重於佢哋行為表現出嚟嘅問題。其實即係講到尾，若果我問你，你覺得點樣係一個彎曲嘅世代係點嘅樣？你可能會俾我十幾個唔同嘅答案嘅。Rather,
it seems to me that Paul means it in some other way. Really, he is quoting and thinking back to the end of the book of Deuteronomy in chapter 32, verse 5.
嗱，其實我會覺得保羅佢呢度其實有另外一個層面之上嘅意思嘅。佢可能喺度引用緊《申命記》第32章第5節嘅結尾部分。
This is right before the Israelites are about to enter the promised land, and Moses is giving his final instructions. And he refers to the previous generation, the people that wandered the desert for 40 years, and they were not allowed to enter the promised land.
嗱，呢一段经文就系讲紧喺以色列人即将进入应许之地之前，摩西喺度俾紧佢哋一个最后嘅指示。摩西佢想指嘅咧，其实系指紧上一代，即系嗰一批喺沙漠入边流浪咗40年，但系唔被允许进入应许之地嘅人。
This is how he refers to them, Deuteronomy 32:5. They have dealt corruptly with him. They are no longer his children because they are blemished. They are a crooked and twisted generation.
嗱，咁佢系咁样称呼呢一班人嘅喺《申命记》第32章第5节，这僻弯曲的乖僻弯曲的世代向他行事邪僻，有这弊病就不是他的儿女。
In fact, it was the Israelites long ago that were called the crooked and twisted generation. Because of their lack of faith in God and their disobedience, not simply because of their behavior.
事实上，以色列人好早之前就已经系因为佢哋对神嘅不信，佢哋嘅误认，而系被称为一个弯曲谬嘅世代，而唔单单系因为佢哋嘅行为。Because
the Israelites had a lack of faith and showed disbelief, they were no longer to be considered the children of God's covenant people. And that's what Paul is really getting at here.
由於以色列人佢哋 嘅行为表现出佢哋好缺乏信心，佢哋系唔信嘅，所以佢哋唔再被视为系上帝圣约嘅子民嘅孩子。呢一个其实系保罗喺呢一度佢想要表达嘅意思。
So we can complain about how one generation might have faults in this way or in that way, but the main issue isn't the actual behavior, even if that's what we often focus on these days.
我们其实可能经常都会抱怨，就说这一代人可能会用这一种方式啊，或者另外一种的方式去犯错。那我们经常关注的焦点呢，其实是个实际行为来的，但是这个并不是主要的问题。
Instead, in his reference to Deuteronomy, Paul is calling this people crooked and twisted because of their defiance against God, how they are unwilling to follow and worship their Creator and have chosen to follow and worship themselves instead.
其实保罗他在提到生命记的时候，他说这一班人是歪曲的，是悖谬的，其实是因为他们藐视上帝，是他们不愿意去追随和崇拜他们的创造者，而他们选择了去追随和崇拜自己。
This is the world that the Philippians lived in.And this is the world that we live in today. Because I don't think it's a bold statement for us to say that we too live in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation.
这个就是当时腓立比人他们所生活的世界。但同样地，我们今天所生活的世界都是一样的。所以我不认为我们可以很大胆地说，其实我们也都是生活在一个弯曲悖谬的世代之中。
But this is not necessarily based on our perceptions of worse morals or behavior. Although I do think there is some wisdom to point out some of the negative things that we do see happening around us.
即是我就会觉得我们不需要说这些看法是因为我们对于一些道德或者行为的一些更差的看法。但是我觉得我们仍然都需要明智地去指出我们身边所发生一些负面的事。
Rather, it is simply because of the world's lack of faith in submission to God.
这个纯粹是因为我们对这个世界缺乏对上帝的信靠和信服。
And it's because of their disbelief where we feel the effects of this far more today, that their disbelief is a thing that informs their behavior.
正正因为他们不相信，以至于我们今天才受到这一点的影响，而他们的因为他们的不信也都会引发到他们今天所行出来的行为。
And so we might feel a cultural shift, right? Where things seem to be a stronger sentiment against Christian values. There are many social issues that are wildly pushed by our society that go against the will and the character of God.
我们可能会感受到一个文化的转变在当中，好像现在那些人对于基督教的价值观的情绪是一个更加强烈的一个反对的情绪。我们现在的社会它不断地推动了很多不同的社会问题出来，而这些的他们所推动的这些的问题社会上 的问题都违背了上帝的旨意和上帝的品格。
And we see this mindset become more and more accepted by our friends, by our family, especially through the rise and the prominence of social media and other forms of mass communication.
其实我们看到这一种的心态呢，我们身边的朋友或者家人他们都很受落的，特别是很多这些的社交媒体和很多的大众传播都在不断地去宣传这一种的心态。
Truly our generation, as is every generation before us, is one that is crooked and twisted.
其实我们这一代就好像我们之前的那些每一代的人一样，其实都仍然是弯曲和悖谬的一代。
So what are we to do?
那我们应该怎样做呢？
Well, point two, shine as lights in the world.
第二点，我们就是要在这个世代中好像明光照耀。
In contrast to the world, where they display a lack of faith and trust in God, Paul makes it very clear that Christians are to live differently. In fact, he calls these Christians to shine as lights in the world.
同世界相比，就是他们表现出来对上帝缺乏的信心和信任，这个保罗他很清楚地指出，所以我们作为基督徒，我们的生活是应该跟他们不一样的。而事实上他是呼唤这些的基督徒，他们是要好像明光一样这样照耀在世上。
The life of a Christian should point to the world, that there is another spiritual reality.No longer do one have to pursue the meaningless darkness of the world, but for everyone to enjoy the presence of God.
基督徒的生活是应该向世界去显示出表明出其实我们还有另一个属灵的世界的人是不再需要在这个世界那里追求这些没有意义的黑暗而是应该可以去享受和神的同在
The phrase shine like lights in the world is probably another phrase that Paul borrows from the Old Testament this time from the book of Daniel
在这世代中好像明光照耀这一句话呢其实是保罗他是在旧约另外一部书里面借的一段话来的今次他所借的呢是在但以理书
In Daniel chapter 12 we see a prophecy at the end of time in a great tribulation for God's people
在但以理书的第十二章里面我们见到关于末日和上帝子民大灾难的预言
But during great trial and tribulation, Daniel chapter 12 verse 3 says that God's people will shine like the brightness of the sky above, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever.
在《但以理书》第十二章第三节，他那里讲到在大考验和这个灾难期间，神的子民他们是会这样做的。智慧人必发光如同天上的光，那使多人归义的必发光如星。直到永永远远。
This is the imagery that Paul refers to us in our text. And as we live among this wicked and twisted generation known for their disbelief, if we are living in a way that aligns to God's in His ways, we will stand out very clearly and be distinct from the rest of the world.
这个就是保罗在这段经文当中给我们所看到的一个景象。当我们生活在一个邪恶、扭曲以不信而文明的世代当中的时候若果我们同神我们的生活方式同神要求我们的生活方式一致的话我们将会非常明显地在这个世界当中突出来的因为我们同其他的人一点都不同
I don't know about you but I think there's something magical about seeing stars in its full glory
我不知道你们有什么想法但是我自己是觉得当我看到星光璀璨的时候我有一种很神奇的感觉
I'm sure many of you have had that experience. Maybe you've even taken the effort to drive out of the busy city limits of LA and go to Joshua Tree just to see the stars.
我相信你们当中都有很多人有这种体验的。甚至乎你试过特登开车由加州这里由洛杉矶开车去到约书亚树就是想看星星。
Right, and there's something so beautiful just to see the many brightly shining stars draped across the dark skies.
当你去到那里见到很多很闪亮亮的星星铺满了整个黑麻麻的天空的时候哇那个景象真的很漂亮。
If you live a life that is consistent to the reality that the gospel has saved you, you are that light in the world. And it should be unmistakable that you are distinct from this generation.
若果你的生活和拯救你的福音当中是一致的话这样你就是这个世界上的光。咁毫无疑问，你就会同呢一个世代嘅人系唔一样噶啦。
See, the world clings onto so many different things for hope and for joy. The world endlessly tries to find the answers to plug the hole in their heart. It tries to satisfy the deep desires of their own heart.
呢个世界嘅人，佢哋为咗佢哋嘅满足佢哋嘅希望，佢哋嘅快乐，佢哋执着于好多唔同嘅事物。这个世界上面的人是无止境地试图去找一个答案去填补他们心里面的空虚。这个世界他寻求满足他们内心深处的渴望。
Though it comes in different forms today, people have always sought to meet their needs through various means of pleasure and of comfort.
就算是用很多不同的方式的时候人呢 是不断地去透过这些不同的方式去满足他们的愉悦他们舒服的需求。
We see how so many people feel the freedom to recreate or invent their own identity and define themselves however they want.
我们看到现在有很多人他们是可以很自由地去重新创造自己的身份或者重新的 去按照自己的定义去定义自己的身份。
Perhaps there's many of us who place a strong focus on things like money and even financial stability as a key to success.
我们当中甚至乎有很多人他们很关注他们的财务状况他们的金钱这些的事物他们觉得这些就是他们成功的关键
Or thinking especially for our children that academics, college and future career needs to be the priority over everything else in our lives
甚至乎我哋当中有好多人咧，会好为到我哋嘅细小朋友去担心好多佢哋嘅学术问题啦，佢哋升学嘅问题啊，将来佢哋职业嘅问题，而呢啲嘅问题已经系成为咗我哋生活当中最优先嘅事项。
The world says if we're to pursue these things, to excel in these areas, then all the problems in our life are resolved. Only then can we achieve these goals to the fullest. Only when we achieve these goals to the fullest extent can we ever be happy.
这个世界他跟我们说，当你们追求这些事物，在这些不同的领域里面，当你表现得很出色的时候，这样你就能够所对你生活中所有的问题都是能够迎刃而解。而当我们最尽我们最大力度去实现这些目标的时候，我们才能够感觉到幸福。
But as Christians, we live in a different reality. We cling and hold fast to the word of life, which is the gospel.
但是作为基督徒，我们的生活在一个不同的现实当中，我们紧紧抓住的是生命的道，也就是福音。
We hold to the truth that there is nothing in us and of us that can satisfy the longing in our hearts. That there is nothing in this world that can offer to save us from the tragedy and the brokenness that we experience.
我们深信我们身上面是没有任何东西能够满足我们心底最终最真的渴望。这个世界没有办法提供任何东西将我们由我们所经历的悲剧啊，或者我们的破碎 的过去当中去拯救我们。
The things that are worth pursuing in life are not the things that the world prioritizes. And because of this, our lives should be marked as something that is completely distinct from the world.
正因为我们生活当中我们追求的东西并不是这个世界优先考虑的东西，所以我们的生活应该很容易地被人标记到是跟这个世界是不一样的。
For our values and our dreams and our foundation are not of this world, but it is firmly rooted in the gospel. And that completely changes the way we live our lives.
因为我们的价值观，我们的梦想，所有的东西都是基础，我们的基础都不属于这个世界。我们所有的东西是牢牢地扎根于福音。亦都是因为这样，这个彻底改变了我们生活的方式。
Paul expands this idea with two simple exhortations to the Philippians. Knowing that you are lights in this world, here are two ways that marks your distinction from the world.
保罗透过腓立比人，他们有两个，对腓立比人两个简单的劝告，他扩展了这个想法。他说你要知道，你是这个世界上面的光。这里就有两种方式去凸显你和世界的差异。
One, he says, do all things without grumbling or disputing.
首先就是当你做任何的事的时候都不要抱怨或者去争论。
Surprisingly, we might not think this is a big deal. After all, everyone does it.
即听下去都觉得很奇怪。保罗的命令喂不是什么大件事来的。发下怨言抱下怨个个都这样做的。
You see it everywhere. I had a teacher friend who recently observed that all his coworkers spent their time in the break room grumbling about every problem that came up during the day.
其实呢你周围都可以看到这种情况的。我有一位朋友他是个先生来的。他说他最近呢就留意到呢他的同事啊会将他们所有的时间呢都匿在一个休息室里面大家一起在这里埋怨在当日生活当中面所出现的每一个问题。
He joked that if there was nothing to complain about, there would be nothing to share with each other.It was almost as if you couldn't be happy unless there was something to complain about.
他跟我开玩笑这样说，喂，如果你那天没有什么好埋怨的话，那你就没有东西可以跟其他人分享的了。就真的好像，喂，如果你生命当中没有东西给你去埋怨的话，那你就没可能会快乐的。
We might not think that grumbling or disputing is a big deal, but we see this actually can be a very significant thing.
我们可能不认为即埋怨啊或者去争论是什么大件事。但我们看到其实实际上这件是一件非常意义重大的事来的。
For one, we see that attitudes like this will often lead to great problems. For instance, if a church is constantly questioning each other over each other and the leadership, very little good can come from the church.
首先我们发现随着这些态度越来越发生得多的时候它会导致一个 更加严重的问题。慢慢下来譬如说在一间教会里面有很多不断的质疑、啊、或者是、反对的声音的时候当这些情况出现的时候对教会的好处其实真的没什么。
Grumbling and disputes over time will breed conflict and hurt. It fights against the spirit of unity and eventually produces little fruit.
久而久之，呢啲嘅抱怨啊，呢啲嘅争执，就会滋长好多嘅冲突，甚至乎伤害。咁佢哋就同团结精神其实系相反嘅，对到最尾，我哋系产生唔到任何成果。
But more importantly, we see that it reveals a bigger condition of the heart.
更重要嘅系，其实呢一样嘢系显示到我哋心灵入边一个更加大嘅问题。
After all, we can look back to the generation of Israelites wandering in the desert. And we remember, this was the first group that was called crooked and twisted, known for their lack of faith in God.
首先我们可以看回在沙漠当中流浪的以色列人。记住，这一代人是第一批被称为弯曲拨谋的人。他们是因为对上帝缺乏信心而出名的。
One of the chief concerns about them was that they were always grumbling about Moses and God.Right, they were not happy with their current conditions, and they were always dissatisfied, and they were very vocal about it too.
他们在这里的时候，他们最担心的，他们整天就在这里埋怨摩西，埋怨上帝，他们对他们自己目前，他们处于的状况不满意，所以他们感觉到不开心，他们不单止感觉到不开心，他们对此还是直言不讳。
At the core of the grumbling and complaining,was the lack of their faith in God. The Israelites could not see the many blessings and provisions of God. They failed to trust in His promises, and ultimately, they rejected His leadership.
他们之所以会在这里不断地发怨言，去埋怨，其实个核心问题是他们对上帝缺乏信心。以色列人他们看不到上帝之前给他们这么好多的祝福，好多的供应，他们不相信神的承诺，到最后他们拒绝了神的领导。
In this letter, I don't think Paul is saying the church is full of grumbling. But we also must remember during this time that many of the Christians were in the midst of lots of suffering and opposition.
在这封信里面，我不认为保罗在这里讲说他们的教会充满了很多的怨言。但我们记得的是，在这一段的时间里面，其实很多的基督徒是经常处在一个苦难和反对的声音当中。
In the depth of our trials, it would be easy to start with some complaints here and there. But if one were not careful, it could eventually lead to a heart that distrusts God and His provision over His people.
其实当他们处于这个考验当中的时候，他们很容易就是开始时不时地怨下这样，怨下那样的。但如果一个人他不小心的话，到最后他可能会生出一颗不信任上帝和不信任上帝对他们子民供应的心。
If the world is a place where people are full of grumbling and disruption, then the people of God must refrain from these practices and recount the many blessings of God and cultivate a heart of gratitude instead.
若果这个世界是一个充满埋怨和争论的地方的时候，那作为神的子民，我们就要避免和他们做同样的事情。我们要跟他们讲很多神的祝福，以至于我们可以慢慢地去培养一颗有感恩的心。
The second thing these verses show our distinction from the world is that the church is to be blameless and innocent.
这些经文当中显示到，我们跟这个世界的第二个区别，就是教会是无可指责和清白的。
On one hand, we know that we have already been made blameless before the Lord. That is what the gospel news tells us.
当然，一方面就是我们知道，我们自己在主面前已经是无可指责的了，因为这个就是我们所拥有的福音告诉我们听的。
We know that though we were once sinners, God saved us through the blood of His Son Jesus.And as we have been washed clean, we have already been made blameless and innocent.
我们知道，我们曾经其实都是罪人来的，只不过神透过祂儿子耶稣基督的血拯救了我们。当我们被洗干净之后，我们已经是无可指责，还有已经是清白。
But we also see that Paul is speaking to believers and still calling them to live lives that are blameless and innocent, and that to be children that are without blemish.
但我们都看到保罗仍然对这一班的信徒说，你们是要过一个无可指责，要过一个清白的生活，要成为无有瑕疵的孩子。
Immediately we might think that to be God's children is without blemish means to be perfect and without sin in any way.
当我们可能就会立刻想到，哦，即是若果我们要成为神的儿女的话，即是说我们要是毫无瑕疵的，我们是不能够有任何的犯罪的。
But we all know that this is impossible.And we also remember that this generation is called crooked, not because of their behavior, but because of their lack of faith in God.
我们知道这样是不可能的。 嗱，我哋仲记得嘅话，呢一代人系俾人贴上弯曲嘅标签，唔系因为佢哋嘅行为或者佢哋嘅道德，而系因为佢哋对上帝缺乏咗信心。
Therefore, it seems much more likely that Paul is saying that Christians must live a life that is reflective of the reality that they already find themselves in. They were already the children of God, and Paul hoped that they would act like it.
所以保罗在这里他更加想讲的话是，你作为一个基督徒，你就要将你现在已经成为圣洁的这个现实，这个事实表现在你的生活当中。你已经是神的孩子了，所以你们应该在你们的生活当中显示到这一点出来。
While previously these Christians were of the world and desired and pursued the things this world had to offer, those who were saved and changed by the work of the cross should by nature live a life that is different.
嗱，呢一班嘅基督徒，你以前你系属于世界嘅，所以你会渴望去追求呢一个世界所提供俾你嘅事。但系若果你因为十字架你嘅工作已经得救，咁你嘅人生，你嘅基本质上面系要有改变，亦即系话你系应该可以过一个唔同嘅人生。
Our desires and hopes and values should not be the same as the rest of the world, but it should reflect the character and the will of God who saved us.
我们的愿望，我们的希望，我们的价值观是不应该和这个世界再继续相同的了。相反，我们应该反映到拯救我们上帝的品格和他的旨意。
And the more we study and learn about God as we reflect about how these things apply to us, we will naturally orient ourselves to Him. The more we know God, the more we will become like Him.
当我们越来越多这样去理解上帝，去认识上帝的时候，当我们去反思这些的事情怎样可以在我们身上面应用到的时候，我们自自然然就会以神作为我们的目标。那自自然然当我们越来越认识神的时候，我们就会越来越似神。
You might understand this, right? When you make a new friend and start spending a lot of time with them, you start becoming a little bit more like them, right? Maybe pick up some of their habits.
即是大家这一点都好，应该都好明白的了。近朱者赤，近墨者黑。你认识了一班新朋友，当你花很多时间跟他一起的时候，你就越来越似他这班朋友的了。
Or have you noticed when you pray with someone for a long time, that sometimes the prayers sound very similar? I've noticed over the past 2 years as I pray with my wife daily, or even the way we pray for things starts to sound the same.
或者你都可能会注意到的，如果你当你跟某一个人是经常一起祈祷一段很长的时间的话，过了一段时间你就会发觉，咦，我们的祈祷听下来怎么这么像样的。在过往这两年其实我有感觉到的，当我和我太太成日一起祷告的时候，我现在留意到，咦，现在我们祈祷的方式，我们为事物，为一件事去祈祷的方法几乎都一样的了。
So it is the same in our spiritual life as we hold fast to the gospel in communion with God in our prayers.The more we spend time with Him, the more we will become like Him and shine a light to reflect Him.
所以当我们在我们的属灵生活当中，我们紧紧去握住福音，我们在祷告当中去跟神有交往的时候，当我们跟神一起的时间越来越多，我们就会变得越来越似祂，并且是能够将祂的光芒反射去这个世界当中，以至于我们不再跟这个世界一样。
And just a couple points of application for us.
先讲下我们怎么可以应用呢?
If we're called to be lights of the world, to show the world God in the life of their darkness, what are perhaps some things that might act as obstacles for us?
好了，当我们现在是被召唤成为世界之光，那我们是要在黑暗的生活当中去向其他的处在黑暗生活当中的人显示出上帝出来。咁样我哋有啲咩嘢会成为我哋咁样做嘅一个阻拦呢?
I think the imagery of stars fits quite well here.
其实我觉得呢一度星星个形象其实系形容得呢一个情况好贴切嘅。
When it comes to our appreciation of the stars, I think there's two ways that can diminish seeing stars in its full glory.
当到我哋讲紧话要去欣赏星空嘅时候，我会知道有两件事会影响到我哋能唔能够睇到好靓嘅星星。
The first thing we might know is that there can be many clouds or other things that can cover the stars.
第一样我哋一谂到嘅嘢咧，就系可能有啲云啊，或者其他嘅嘢挡住咗我哋睇唔到啲星星啦。
A few years ago, after a youth group, a few of our youth counselors and I made the impromptu decision to pull an all-nighter and drive to Joshua Tree to look at the stars.
几年前咧，喺个青少年个 个小组结束咗之后，我同我几位个青少年辅导员临时临急就决定，诶，开通宵车去约书亚树嗰度睇星星咯。
We would drive one night, appreciate the beautiful night sky, and drive back by morning.
嗱，我哋谂住开车啊，开一晚啊，慢慢去欣赏下嗰啲美丽嘅星空，然之后朝头早就开车翻嚟啫。
However, there was just one problem. None of us looked at the weather forecast beforehand, so when we got there, we couldn't see anything because it was so cloudy.
咁啊，但有一个问题。我哋冇人走去睇天气预报啊，所以我哋揸车去到嗰度嘅时候，乜都睇唔到，因为成个天都系云。
It was still a great time, and I would do it in a heartbeat.
咁当然啦，我仍然享受咗一段好美好嘅时光嘅，即系如果再有机会嘅话，我一定会再嚟过。
But part of our experience was diminished, not because the stars shone any less bright that day, but they were still in the sky shining as bright as ever. But our vision was obstructed by the clouds.
但是即始终我们今次的体验呢梗是有点欠一点东西的。其实不是说那日的星星他们没有发光、哦、星星仍然在天空那里在那里闪啊闪啊很光的、哦。只不过我们的视线被些云层挡住了。
Similarly, if we are called to be lights in this world, it means that we need to stick out very differently to the people who live around us.
咁当然啦，即系若果我哋话我哋要成为呢个世界上嘅光，咁即系话我哋系一定要同我哋周围嘅人凸显到我哋嘅不同。
But it is possible that sometimes we cover that light of our life because we don't want to stand out.
但系有阵时候咧，我哋即系唔系好想咁喺人群当中咁突出嚟嘅，咁我哋就用谂好多唔同嘅方法去想遮下啲光嘅。
Because we know that oftentimes it is very daunting to be public with your faith.
即系我哋知道，即系若果我哋要喺公开场合嗰度嗰下，我大同人哋讲话，喂，我嘅信仰系基督教嘅时候，喂，真系好得人惊嘅。
We see the hostility towards Christianity from our coworkers in the workplace, and we figure it's easier not to say anything.
即系其实我哋喺工作场所嘅时候，我哋成日都会见到一啲同事对基督教嘅敌意嘅，所以我哋觉得最简单嘅话，咪就系合埋把口，唔好出声咯。
Or maybe there's a chance to share the gospel with a family member.But not wanting to cause a stir in the family dynamics, maybe it's just better to stay silent.
即或者当我哋有个机会可以同家庭成员去分享福音嗰阵，但系咧我哋又好惊引起家庭当中嘅一啲嘅骚动，跟住后屘就决定，都系唔好出声啦。
Or we see movements around us that infringe upon the righteousness and justice of God, we find it better to shy away from engaging, not because we think it's the wise thing to do at the time.But because we fear the potential repercussions.
又或者当我们见到我们身边有一些侵犯上帝公义和正义的行为在这里进行的时候，我们就会觉得，都是避一下先，不要叉着脚埋去。并不是因为我们觉得当时觉得这样这个明智的决定，往往是因为其实我们担心我们若果站出来去做了任何事之后有个潜在的后果。
As a light of this world, do we actively shine in the darkness?Or do we cover ourselves up so as not to stand out?
即系我哋作为呢个世界嘅光，我哋系好积极咁样喺呢个黑暗当中去闪耀自己，定系喺度遮遮掩掩，以防万一俾人引人注目
？The other problem that we might see is the idea of light pollution.
嗱，另外一个影响到我哋睇星空嘅原因问题咧，就系光污染啊。
Why do you think people drive so far to places like Joshua Tree to see all the stars?
你觉得为什么人会揸咁远车走去约书亚树那里走去看星星呢
?Because looking at the stars in LA is not very exciting due to all the、light of the stars being drowned out by the city lights. And so it might be the same for our own spiritual lives.
其实因为呢你在洛杉矶那里看星星呢真的挺无瘾的。因为星星那些光芒一早被这个城市的其他的光灯光去淹没了。那其实对我们自己的精神生活上层面上面来说，我们可能都是面对这种情况。
The problem here is not that we're actively covering up our lives that are changed by the gospel. The question here is not that you fail to believe or trust in God.
今次的问题不再是说、我们想去掩盖我们这个被福音改变了的生命。现在这里的问题已经不再是说你信定不信上帝了。
However, as much as you love God,There are so many other things that might be competing for your attention. There's so much else going on in your life that it almost drowns out the gospel as central to your life.
就算你几爱神都好，但是这个世界上仍然有很多其他东西去拿了你的注意力。 你的生活当中发生了很多事，这些其他的事情几乎已经淹没了福音作为你生活的中心。
You might be so invested in your work and moving up the corporate ladder.
你可能很投入你的工作，并且在公司里面争取你的晋升机会。
You might be so concerned about your appearance and how other people look at you.
你可能很注重你自己的外表，很注重其他人怎样去看你。
You might be so consumed with your family, which is a good thing, but your prioritization of your family leaves everything else behind.
或者你全神贯注地去照顾你的家庭，这个是一件好事来的，但是你对你的家庭的优先考虑将其他所有的东西都抛在后面。
You might be so worried about safety and health that you forgo regular fellowship with other believers.
你甚至可能非常担心你自己的安全问题，你的健康问题，以至于放弃了与其他信徒的定期团契。
You might be so worried about all these things that you have actually failed to trust in God's promise over your life, and therefore have resorted to go back to pursuing and seeking all the various things that the world does, thinking that those are the things that will give you lasting joy.
你可能会对所有这些东西都非常担心，担心到你实际上已经是不再相信神对你生命当中的应许，也都是因为这样你又开始转头去追求这个世界上面的东西，认为这些事情是可以带给你很多好处，甚至乎是比较持久的快乐。
As a result, the priority of the gospel takes a backseat to everything else you do in your life.
结果就是福音应该拥有的优先位置现在就被你放了去最后的位置了。
Church becomes a secondary option, not a priority. Your spiritual disciplines become a cherry on top, not the vital lifeblood of your life.
教会就开始成为了你的次要选择，已经不再是你的优先事项，你的灵性纪律可能成为了你生命当中的锦上添花，但已经不再是你生命当中最重要的生命命脉。
A question we might ask is this. Beyond attending church, do your values, priorities, and desires reflect more the things of the world or of God? Would someone even know that you are a Christian simply by observing your life?
我们可能要问一个问题。除了去教会之外，你的价值观，你的优先选项和你的愿望，是不是反映你对这个世界上面的事情的向往？定是反映你对神的事情的向往？如果人家只是在观察你的生活的时候，他能不能够发现到你一个基督徒？
You see, what I find interesting is when we look back to Israel and how they were called that crooked and twisted generation, I think that is a sobering thing.
你看看，我觉得是一个很有趣的事。当我们看回以色列，他们过往怎样被人称为是一个弯曲和拨谋的世代的时候，当我们在看的时候，我们发觉其实这件是一件很令人 发人心醒的事。
Because they were the people of God. They were the ones God made a covenant with.
因为他们就是神的子民，他们就是神和他们立约的人。
And yet they forgot who they were. Instead they loved the world. They longed to be like the world and be the world.
但是他们忘记了自己是谁。相反，他们很热爱世界，他们渴望和世界一样，他们甚至乎渴望成为世界。
They married foreigners and worshipped their gods. They adopted the rituals and sacrifices. They failed to trust God and His promises, giving into their fears and desires instead.
他们开始和外国人结婚，跟着就甚至乎崇拜他们的神，跟着他们就用了自己的仪式，自己的献祭方式。他们到最后就不相信神和他的应许，反而他们屈服于他们自己的恐惧和他们的欲望。
Even though they were God's people, the Israelites pursued everything that the world did, and so the light went out from them.
哪怕这帮的以色列人，他们是神的子女，但是因为他们追求世人所做的一切，以至于光在他们身上消失了。
So it could be with us too, that even though we know we may be Christians,and we know that we are saved and sealed by the Holy Spirit, oftentimes there can be the temptation to be like the world.
我们其实可能都是在这个光景当中，哪怕我们已经是基督徒，我们甚至乎知道我们已经是得救的了，我们受到圣灵的印记，但很多时候我们都忍不住，我们受到引诱，我们很想去效法世人。
We buy into the promises of life and think the temporary things of this world will satisfy us. And when we are let down when we don't receive the things we deserve while forgetting the blessings that God has already given to us.
我们很相信今生这个世界暂时给我们的物质、事件会令到我们很开心、很满足的。但当我们得不到我们觉得应该要有的东西的时候，我们会觉得失望。而同一时间，我们就会忘记了上帝已经赐了给我们的祝福。
We fail to place trust in God amid trials and sufferings, and we become more prone to complaint and grumbling instead of cultivating a heart of gratitude and thankfulness.
在百般的试炼和苦难当中，我们没办法完全地去信靠神，我们更加倾向去投诉、去埋怨，而不是去培养一颗感恩的心。
And though we have been saved by God, our lives do not reflect that. Why then would anyone see our life and want to turn to God?
哪怕今天我们已经被上帝所拯救，但是我们的生活当中并没有反映出这一点。既然是这样的时候，怎会有人说因为看到我们怎样去生活，而想要去认识神，想要转向上帝呢？
Only as we reflect God's own likeness will our evangelism be worth anything at all, both in its aim and of its being successful.
只有当我们反映出，我们在我们的生活当中反映出上帝自己的样式的时候，我们传的福音才有价值的。无论是我在我的目标，或者是我们成不成高这件事上面，都是要靠我们反映出神的样式。
My brothers and sisters, let us be that light in the world and shine bright, living a life that is truly set apart from this world.
所以弟兄姊妹啊， 让我们就成为这个世界上面的那道光，我们要闪耀去光芒，去过一个和这个世界完全不同的生活。Amen.
Let us pray.
我们一起祈祷。
Heavenly Lord, we thank you for the gospel. We thank you for the saving news that though we were sinners, and though we were lost and broken, you sent your Son to die for us. That we have a new life, and we live in a new reality. And so, Lord, as we still live in this world, as we still live in a generation that is still filled with much darkness and brokenness, may we live our lives in a way that points to you. May we shine bright and hold fast to the many joys we have as your children. We thank you, Lord. We pray all this in your wonderful holy name. Amen.
Amen.